NTRP 4-04.2.5, Construction Project Management, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 11, Environmental Protection Plan. 1. Which publication provides guidance to military engineers on compliance with environmental laws and regulations? Naval Warfare Publication 4-11. 2. The unit environmental program has how many levels with regard to construction projects? 2. 3. Who implements the environmental program and advises the commanding officer on all environmental and HM or HW issues? Environmental Manager. 4. Which type of plan must the project supervisor have specific to the assigned project that presents a comprehensive overview of known or potential environmental issues which the project supervisor must address during construction? Environmental Protection. 5. Which type of analysis is conducted by project supervisors and assigned crew leaders of each definable feature of work to provide detailed identification of known or potential environmental issues and controls? Activity Hazard. 6. The project supervisor and assigned crew leaders create which summary by consolidating a list of environmental requirements by activity number from each CAS sheet and activity hazard analysis. Project Environmental Protection Plan. 7. Who is the primary responsible person for environmental protection actions on the assigned project? Project Supervisor. 8. Who is responsible to see that the project supervisor is executing the environmental protection plan and integrating environmental principles and procedures as a matter of routine into daily production tasks? Project Manager. 9. Who ensures the HM or HW representative maintains an accurate inventory of HM at the project site? Project Supervisor. 10. Which list is an established comprehensive list of HM authorized for use at the unit? Authorized User. 11. What is a summary of information on a given chemical that identifies the material, its health and physical hazards, its exposure limits, and the precautions involved? Materials Safety Data Sheet, Mike Sierra, Delta Sierra. 12. What must be on-site for each HM used on the project site? Materials Safety Data Sheet, Mike Sierra, Delta Sierra. 13. Which checklist documents that the required environmental protection measures are in use and proper procedures are being followed on the job site? Project Environmental Inspection. 14. Which plans are required for all construction project sites? Emergency HM or HW spill response. 15. Who takes all reasonable precautions to abate fugitive dust from becoming airborne whenever a project site activity produces fugitive dust? Project Supervisor. 16. What present many problems for construction? Wetlands. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.